And I'll bring my shoes and my glasses so that I have them. and then I'll show them to you when I get there.
Okay.
I always share that joke with my boss, and he never laughs. It's funny. I said it to him a couple times. I'm like, yeah, and I'll bring my shoes and my glasses with me too. And he just like looks at me like, I understand that you're joking, but I'm not really sure if you're serious. You know, I've said it in like serious contexts. Like when I was going to the airport, I was like, yeah, I'll just make sure I bring my shoes and my glasses when we go on the plane. I thought he would pick up on it, but he's just like, you know, everybody's different. The way when I say certain things to you, it means one thing. When I meant another.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It happens between people. So sometimes
I usually understand what you're talking about.
Yeah. But. Yeah. But yeah, he's a great guy to work for though. So I want to do some more film stuff. And when I say film, I mean make YouTube videos. You know?
Of what?
I don't know. You want to do like a thing? I want to have like a shootout. Make a video of a shootout. How hard would that be to do?
What kind of shootout?
I don't know. Just, you know, use hockey? Some... No. Like two guys like shooting guns at each other. You know? And missing. Maybe a little Keanu Reeves fight action. You know? Karate kicks and some shit.
Fuck it.
Let's do it. Let's hit each other.
Why not?
For pretend.
Why not?
We should do... I was trying to have a rap group with my boy back in the day, and we wanted to be spy versus spy. Remember Mad TV? The sketch show? They would have that cartoon, Spy versus Spy?
Yep.
Yeah, we wanted that to be the gimmick. Like, the whole record, we were just, you know, plotting to kill each other. Like, that was supposed to be the thing, but he liked the idea at first, and then we did, like, one track of it, and he was like, I can't. Like, I can't, you know, it's just, I don't know, I can't keep going with this, so.
Right.
Disappointing shit, actually.
It's unfortunate.
Yeah. Talented lyricist, though. I'm not going to say his name. I'm just not.
He knows who he is.
No, he doesn't.
No?
He really doesn't. That was a stretch. That guy has no idea who he is. I think that's part of his problem. If I'm being real, you know who you are out there. If you're ever listening and you find this gem talking about you, making this real awkward for whoever would be listening. You know, it's not me. There's somebody in the world getting upset. It's not me. It's not me. I'm just going to work, man. Driving my car into the naval yard, man. I wonder if the show could ever be heard deep underwater. You know?
How do you mean?
Like somebody, you know, just wants to go deep in a submarine and listen to the podcast.
Oh, I was just listening.
Underwater depths.
I was listening to NPR yesterday and
this dude,
in this spherical, like, state-of-the-art submarine has gone to the deepest parts of the ocean that, like, nobody has ever gone to. And he's found new species.
Amazing.
Of aquatic animals. And he gets to name them.
Because he found them. Yeah. He's got to find where they fit in the tree, though. Don't they know how everything connects to everything else when they find new life? Usually.
Not right off the bat, what?
Well, not I know not right off the bat, but they figure it out. Like, that's part of the process of when we, I mean, I don't know.
Some species are connected, you know.
Yeah. Did you know that the genus and species, like, that whole ladder, like, when you look at it, I remember being so confused how a giraffe and a deer, like the deer that we have around here, they share like the same, I can't remember what the pattern's called, but it comes from like the genus and species.
Some chromosomes.
Yeah, they share
something.
Some trait, you know, like they came from the same split of animal, I guess. I remember learning that and being like bugged out, you know, if that's even right. Like I've admitted to, I didn't really pay attention much in my high school days like I should have, but
I mean, if a deer had a really long neck, it would basically be a giraffe.
Yeah, it would. Yeah! Yes, yes, yes. Woo! It's the Brass Show. Hanging out here with the Chimichanga.
What's up, sup?
That's what we do. We get burly.
Stick it in your... Yeah, I don't
know. No. I can't let it finish. It's so long. That's like a full song on there. On that fucking thing.
Oh, I thought it just keeps looping.
No. No. Yeah. It's like a 3-minute file, I think, or something. I gotta make our own intro. Because that's tired. You know?
Yeah, so, but...
It's done. We got to do we right. Can pick the music for it after we're done with this and check Loki. But I've got some tracks that I want you to check out that we could probably use as like an intro for this.
Hell yeah.
So much goddamn fun doing this thing.
Yeah, I've had a lot of fun.
We're getting powerful with this. You know? It's just well, I can feel more comfortable with it. Grabbing the power out of the universe and just saying, we're going to do this shit. You understand me? Even if it just turns out to be like, hey, we recorded like a podcast for years and years and years and only like 50 people checked it out. Imagine if that was us. That'd be cool. I'd be cool with that. Hey,
watch after we both die, it like randomly blows up.
Hey, we both die in the same plane crash, you know. Oh, these guys, they were recording a podcast and then they predicted their own demise. Listen to me tempt fate. Hello, universe.
Yeah, I don't want to come kill.
We're together a lot. Yeah, let's do it. Let's move on to the next phase. Let's see what happens next. What happens? What happens?
All right, are we getting this guest on or what?
What happens?
The truth is out there, bro.
What are we going to do? Fuck. I hit the wrong button. I'm sorry. You look so disappointed.
I know.
You're like, why would you do that?
Motherfucker.
That was so... I'm just hitting the wrong buttons, everybody. This is almost unlistenable. A whole show of me just hitting random buttons. You know, come on. This is what we grew up to be. It's not too bad. I like it.
Still haven't... programmed a fart sound.
No, I know.
And I'm very disappointed about that.
It's just finding the sounds online. There's a database you can go through of a bunch. We should do that together after this. That's what we're going to do. You want to release the second one?
Is there a way to record sounds with this and then...
I can just get the file and assign it to things. Oh. So I can... But I can use audio from here too. Yeah. Yeah, I've got some ideas. Leonard. Oh, it's just so satisfying, man. The power.
Your fucking name is Leonard.
Yeah, it fucking is. Imagine if you just get like escalated it and then we just had, you know, I'm not going to ever like this guy. It would have been the best. Disappointed. That's just what I think, you know?
With
some people that I've met along the way. Oh. You know, forgiveness is divine, but The thing about forgiving, you're still fucking disappointed.
Yeah. Yeah.
The depth of the disappointment will never leave. You know, it's always something you're going to have to accept about certain people that you've come across in your life. And it sucks. That's one thing about reality. If I could like wave my magic wand, make it go away, would be that concept. You know what I mean?
Well, I don't know. You know, time heals all wounds and all that bullshit.
Yeah.
Maybe sometimes, but
I don't know. I don't think it's true. I think you heal up for yourself as best as you can, but you know, that relationship is like a scar. You know what I mean? It's like this person, I don't know. It's not a good thing to be like that. Box of chocolates. I remember Zach on the bus hitting us with his Forrest Gump impressions. He was so good at it. He was a very good Forrest Gump impersonator. Oh, Lord. Didn't you have a good Scottish accent? Wasn't that a thing that something that you could do?
Me? No.
No?
No.
There was something you did an impression of, I remember. You don't remember?
I'm trying to think.
An impressionist. I'm putting a lot of pressure on you right now. Like, hey, pretend to be something.
Yeah, I can't remember.
I remember I did a really good impression of Matt Anders back in the day.
Oh, yes.
And then I lost it. And then it was like, do the impression of him now with him here. Because I wasn't like an offensive one, but then I couldn't do it again. It was gone. It was so weird. I was like, you know, Joyce heard it, though. Joyce heard me do the impression, was like, yo, this is weird. You sound exactly like him. And I was like, I know, but then I couldn't do it again later.
I had a treehouse.
I had a dream that there was this fort up in the woods. Dude, I remember we went ham and
that
cheese.
That sounded really close. I think you can.
That's close. That wasn't it, though.
I think you can do it.
I remember I had a fort out in the woods. That's all I can do.
A treehouse.
I built it. There was a ladder. It went up. The treehouse.
Yeah, you lost it.
Yeah,
just stop.
Yeah,
just
I can't.
Stop.
Yeah, just it's stop. Awful now. It's awful now. But back in the day, I had it spot on. Like I did a
you
whole
did.
Thing.
I remember.
Yeah,
it.
But
I
then
was
I lost it
in tears.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Yeah, but it was gone. And then Joyce was like, "No, you got to do it for him." And I tried doing it for Matt, and he just stared at me because it wasn't coming out right at all. The last time I saw him. Was when my phone battery died and we couldn't get an Uber. We ended up walking like 2 miles in like the 18 degree weather.
From Strange Brew?
Yeah. We walked across through Norwich up into where, you know, your house is. It was a good 5 mile walk.
Yeah. Then we cut across
the wood. We went into sketchy zone.
Not really sketchy zone.
Nah, not really, but it was cold.
It was just a big field.
Yeah.
And we cut across.
Yep. Well, there's a lot of equipment there. I remember being like, I really hope somebody doesn't think we're like here to steal something from this industrial whatever this is. No. You're like, hey, friend, what you doing out here? Don't you know it's only like 5 degrees? You know?
Trekking through the snow, bro. Trying to get home.
I worry about those Preston area people, you know? They're very... Bow, 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 bow. I'm from Preston. That's how we do it out here. You know? Yeah.
Yeah, some of them are like that. Yeah.
No, a lot of them are like that.
Yeah, a lot of them are like that.
I remember Dan telling me that he went to a keg party, and he was with Melon back in the day. They were trooping back there. And then just out of nowhere, Dan gets punched in the face. And then Melon goes, huh, you, like the whole way Mellon told it was like, all right, he got hit by some Preston kid. And then Mellon was like, huh, I wonder why Dan just got punched in the face. And then he turned and he got immediately snuffed in the face. And then this is like right when everybody got cell phones.
Wait, was that at one of the parties in the wood? Like it?
I never made it there. I never made it there because
was that Preston?
Yeah, everybody was fighting, so I didn't end up going because that's why everybody got cell phones. I got a phone call like, "Yo, don't come." There was a fight, and we're like, everybody left. That was what my message was because I was gonna go later because the fight happened kind of early, if I recollect correctly. But yeah, shit got rowdy. That was a fucking rowdy ass time, bro.
Yeah, one of the biggest instigators was what's his name?
Shit got real.
Maybe I shouldn't say his name.
Yeah, just say his first name. Just say it. Just say his first name.
I'm trying to remember it. Give me a second. Robbie.
Ah. Yeah. Don't worry about it. I got you. Yeah. Yeah, shit's crazy, man. People go wild. What are you going to do? What are you going to do? It's just how we grew up out here, huh? The fight pits of legend Connecticut.
Yeah.
I can't believe how many stupid, dangerous situations we faced growing up. Now, looking back on it, I'm like, we could have just, it could have been so bad. There could have been so many bad things that happened to us. We were idiots.
I remember after that, like, incident you just talked about, like, Schitt's crew and all them went back.
Yeah.
And, like, one dude, like, somebody there at the party, like, from their town.
Mm-hmm.
Was on a fucking horse.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I remember hearing about it.
And some of the people that from our town that went there brought a gun or something.
Oh,
something crazy.
Yeah,
like, something really
I know.
Crazy
I remember that. Hearing the whole thing. Yeah, it's just like them to bring a war. You know what I mean? Escalating shit.
I'm pretty sure nobody got shot. But.
No, I know, but they probably pulled bullshit out and pointed at each other like a bunch of idiots and threatened to, and then it's like, well, just stay away from each other, you know, fucking hickish, city-ish bullshit that we grew up in. Our town is such a weird town because we have enough people where we qualify to be a city. We have a lot of neighborhoods that are like really close-knit, close together that are like cities, kind of. Yeah. No, yeah. You don't think so? There's a lot of houses,
I guess.
Like little houses, like house pods, neighborhoods, you know? I don't know. Yeah, it's pretty country out in Ledyard, I guess.
Some parts of
it. It's a city, though. That's how the population makes it a city. I know that from living there, you know?
Ledyard?
Yeah.
No.
No, it qualifies as a city by, like, population. Like, it's the city of Ledyard, right? And then there's Ledyard Town, too.
That doesn't sound right.
No?
I always consider town of Ledyard.
I rep my city, Ledyard, Connecticut. Imagine if I made a song for Ledyard, Connecticut. It would just be trash. It wouldn't be a good song. I couldn't make a good song about Ledyard, Connecticut. It's just that bullshit town that we come from, you know?
Yeah, your eyes, like, aren't even open right now.
I know. It's because I'm... Actually, I'm somebody else entirely. Oh my goodness. Celebrating the 4th of July.
Try and call your boy up.
No, he didn't answer. We were just recording.
Bummer.
Yeah. Oh man. What else is going on in the world right now though? We'll find something to talk about here. That's why they call it show prep. We prepped so hard for this.
I'm going to see the Biscuits in Philly.
Yeah? The death toll rises to 24 in Florida condo collapse, which sucks. Rick and Morty dropped a new episode of whatever. Looks like Star Wars has a new thing called Visions.
Visions?
What? Yep. It's a new series that's going to be on Disney Plus. What? Yeah, it's called Visions.
Who's it? What's it?
You want me to get into that?
Yeah.
Let's get into that.
Absolutely.
Disney Plus unveils Star Wars Visions, first look and release date. Hey, everybody. Disney Plus unveiled the first look at the new anime anthology series, Star Wars Visions, coming to the platform September 22nd. During Anime Expo Lite on Saturday, Disney Plus announced the seven Japanese anime studios that are behind the short films in the series, Kamikaze, blah, 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 studio, a bunch of studios. It looks cool, I guess. Yeah, but it's going to be kind of like, you know how the Animatrix came out? Remember the Animatrix? That was a bunch of different studios that contributed to that one project. It's going to be like that.
Okay.
Yeah. The Animatrix is fucking cool, though. Do you remember that shit? You remember any of the plots from the Animatrix?
No.
You don't remember that shit?
The name sounds familiar, but I don't remember what the hell it was about.
It was like a thing that tied the audience over between them filming the first Matrix movie that came out and the two sequels, you know, for the three-piece trilogy. So they hired a bunch of studios to tell different stories of shit going on inside the Matrix. Like there was the runner who ran so fast that he woke up from the Matrix. Like he ran so fast that in the real world, he was like thrashing in his tank and he like broke his tank and it killed him. So he was like running really fast. And then just, you know, what everybody saw in the Matrix was the guy go and just fall over and die. Like, oh no, athlete died. You know, he ran so fast. He dead now. I'm going to get in trouble for that. Legitimately, I'm going to get somebody pissed off. Somebody writes me a message like, you put on that Asian accent for a moment. That was inappropriate. I don't know. But yeah, the Animatrix was dope, man. I'm not going to reveal all the other plots. No more spoiler alerts. But
I'll have to check it out.
Yeah, they're dope little stories inside.
Because I love the
one of them
anthology?
Is the
anthology?
Yeah.
I don't know. There's... How many are there? Or is it a trilogy?
It's a trilogy, yeah.
Was there a fourth one?
There's a fourth one that was supposed to come out that's done, but they didn't release it because of the coronavirus. Well, wait. No.
So it's going to be released.
I think it's like, I don't know, man. I think it's being wrapped, you know? It's either wrapping now or the coronavirus fucked up the release timeline for it. Because I read an article recently that claimed that it was supposed to be out like May of this year. And it's not, obviously. It's not even, you know, it's coming down the pipeline, though. There's going to be one final one. Keanu Reeves is old now. He's going to control the machines outside of the Matrix. Keanu Reeves. I'm Keanu Reeves. You're dreaming, Neo. You know that feeling when you don't know if you're, like, awake or sleeping? He randomly sounds like he's stoned to me when he talks. Like Opie recovering, like,
Well, because you have Bill from Bill and Ted.
Yeah, he just, he randomly...
Etched into your mind... forever.
Wild Stallions. Yeah, the Wild Stallions does not play in the Matrix at all. It's the soundtrack for the future. You know? I saw a fan theory come out on the internet that Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure is an opium dream.
That sounds like it could be true.
It could absolutely be true. You know, like these kids, the Wild Stallions, they just are going to become this great band. It is kind of a funny premise, but
Station, bro. Mm-hmm.
your music was so important to humanity.
Saved the world.
Saved the world through the music. Remember that? It would just like, that would be like the break to the next scene. Like, we gotta go into the castle. Like, I don't remember exactly how it goes.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
That guy, you know, Carlin, who was in there.
George Carlin?
Yeah. Of course, Carlin. You know.
Yeah.
Jorge Carlin. What did you think? I was thinking of someone another Jorge Carlin. Yeah, you know, he took that role because he was having some personal problems with, like, tax evasion or some shit. And he's like, ah, shit, I got to make money. So he, like, hopped into the movie business. I guess when he read the script, he was like, I'm really not into this. This script. He thought it was, like, stupid, I guess.
So it was just a money grab.
Yeah, it was I mean, who can, you know.
Why not?
I understand the world of art, man. Machine. Yeah.
Whatever.
The world of art's a great world, but there's nothing wrong with making some money.
I thought
it was
funny as hell in it.
Yeah, so it was great.
There's only a little celebrity.
Celebutants.
Yep.
No! You know that scene where they're in the castle? I think he's dead. He's like, I slipped out of my armor or something. You remember that shit? They were fighting. There's like a scene where one of them, I think Keanu Reeves get jabbed in the chest with a sword. I'm just a dead Keanu Reeves now. I slipped out of my armor. It makes no sense. I remember being like, that doesn't make any sense. Why would the knight let him go? You know? He just gets attacked randomly.
Yeah.
By a guy. You're not my father. That's right. They reenact Star Wars. You're not my father. One of them kicks the other one. That's what happens. And he rolls down the stairs in the armor.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's what happens. My retarded brain is like putting it back together. Oh, yes. I remember. I remember when the Keanu Reeves, he fell down the stairs.
In the suit of armor.
In the suit of armor. And everybody in the audience at the theater, they were eating their popcorn and going, oh, jeez, he fell down the stairs. Is he going to be okay? He's at the bottom of the stairs now. Oh, I remember movies being so much fun to go to.
Oh, yeah.
Back when I was a little kid. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Free Willy. When I was a smaller kid, my parents used to bring me to that shit. I'd meet up with friends like, yeah, I'm 6 years old and I'm eating M&Ms. This is awesome.
I just remember going and eating like an entire box of Sour Patch Kids and not being able to taste food for like a week.
Yeah, it tears your mouth up, bro. It does. I used to love that. I used to let it happen, you know. Now I know about gum disease and the importance of taking care of your teeth. Yep. We here on the podcast endorse brushing our teeth. It's just something you got to do. There's a battle rapper that I love. The guy's
brush
name,
damn teeth.
This guy's name teeth. Is Caustic. He's got the funniest punchline I heard about that. He's like, you know, brushing your teeth, public service announcement, brushing your teeth is something you gotta do. It's not good to have morning breath this late in the afternoon. man, there's some funny fucking battle rappers, dude. Caustic's like, the best battle rappers know when to be funny, you know? Some dudes are just beasts, and they just beast you, like, beast you, aggressive punchlines. I had when I battled Sakari, the guy said he was going to run, I'm going to decapitate him and run around with his fucking head on a stick. Like, he did this whole, like, tribal, like, killing me on an island, like, Lord of the Flies, like, rhyme angle. And I just remember standing there being like,
pretty sick.
Yeah, and I just remember being like, oh, he's going to murder me, and then run around with my head chopped off and I don't know, man. He beat me. I felt like he beat me. People told me that they thought I beat him, but whatever. I felt, if you feel like you lost a rap battle, I feel like you should say it and be like, because I didn't do this right or that. There were some things that I stumbled on and stuff in that rap battle, you know. It's years old
it
now.
It can't be up to you. It's got to be up to the audience.
Yeah.
It's got to be from
But I was outside. Clumsy.
It People wasn't from the outside looking in, different sets of eyes. That's how it has to be rated, yeah. I think.
You know, this shit about this hip-hop shit, you know, sometimes you just gotta get out there and do it, you know? Sometimes motherfuckers want to get you. You know what I'm saying? Like, sometimes you just want to go out there and you just want to make some good music, you know? You want to get them... I love your fucking super serious face looking at me. Like, taking it all in. Hey, you want a pen? You want to write this down? You should be taking notes. Everything I'm saying. Why are you looking at me so serious, you know? I'm just a man here writing his raps, you know what I'm saying? I write on the pad, you know? Take my left hand, pick up the pen. Sometimes I switch in the middle of the page to my right hand, you know what I'm saying?
You sound like Riff Raff right now.
Call me 50% Riff Raff. I'm 50% Riff Raff, you know what I'm saying? Sometimes I sound like 50 Cent. Sometimes I sound like Riff Raff. You know what I'm saying? I might have cornrows or tattoos of Bart Simpson all over my chest. I might get really skinny and look like a crackhead for a roll. You know what I'm saying? Or I might be... It could be something, you know? Oh, man. Death. It is just very funny. How some rappers talk so serious. You know.
Yeah. You sounded more like Mike Tyson than
Mike Tyson meets 50 Cent meets. I was like morphing them all into like one person. I was just changing it up as I went, you know. Maybe I'll say J Unit. Maybe I'll hang out with Cannabis and do a second round knockout, you know. I don't even know what impression I'm doing.
It sounds like it was morphing between the three. That was kind of weird.
Yeah. In case you just are out there in podcast land, it's this is the bonus because we did 1 hour an hour ago, and we just were like, "Fuck it, let's jump into another hour," and we're just celebrating, having a couple beers because it's about to be the 4th of July. It's kind of a weird timing this year because the 4th of July lands on a Sunday, and we get Monday off. And I feel like
I don't get Monday off.
Oh, you don't.
But
you're getting time and a half, though, right? Some money.
I'm not working.
Oh,
we're closed.
Oh,
for the federal holiday.
I thought you okay. You're not off though.
It's my usual day off.
Oh,
so when I work the rest of the week,
it's you don't get any extra like time. I see what you're saying. No, it's going to
be like I work 6 days.
Oh. What? What, is a good thing? You like working 6 days in a row?
The 6th day is...
This little piggy went to market?
It's the 4th of July that I don't have to work.
This little piggy went to market.
So I work my full 40.
I understand now.
Okay.
I get it. It finally dawned on me.
Good.
Yeah! Wait, did I already do that? I already did that, right?
Yeah.
All right. Well, not doing it again.
You said that last time.
Yeah. Slop Fest. Well, I mean, to the listener, will be what?
I mean, don't get me wrong. Like, I don't give a fuck. You can use that shit.
Yeah. Just keep it forever. Just make it a staple. Like, never update the soundboard on the Rodecaster. We've recorded, as of this episode being done, 8 hours of us just yakking. Shit. Yeah. So.
Cool.
You know, I'm thinking, you know, we blast this out into the universe.
I say we save this one for next Tuesday.
Yeah, just do two. That's kind of what I was thinking, you know? Next time we should do one at your house. I got to bring this over to your
Maybe
house.
Maybe do two, three at a time, just so we have some ammunition.
Yeah.
Don't have to worry about like, oh.
Yeah, like backup episodes.
Can you come
here? Dude, we can right do that. We can like, be no, like absolute lazy pieces of shit and still succeed. What do you know?
Yeah, it's fucking
thinking on our feet,
rack them up. Do one, yeah. One, two, three.
Take two. Take three. You know, let's keep doing it.
Yeah.
Like, that's the end of our hour. We'll put it on the books. We do need a better song.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like doing an impression of myself. I'm lovely, everybody. Lovely off the trulies. We're still, you know, we just hit record again after we stopped, so I'm still on that first truly, but I'm nice and buzzed from it.
Where are we at?
35. We're good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Flying. We're just flying, you know, nice and even keeled.
I do got to lose some truly, though.
Do you?
Yep. Hit that pause button. Or just
listen to you say whatever you want to say. Well, we're back. We time travel a little bit. It was fun.
It's fine.
Yeah, it's fine.
We're always moving into the future, bro.
Time keeps on slipping. Yeah, the truly got me, man. This is not a bad product. I've only had one, and I'm like, wow, I'm a little buzzed from that. I think that's all I'm going to have, because it feels like there's so much sugar in that shit.
Yeah, it was very sweet.
Yeah. Should have gotten regular beer. Just had a nice Coors Light.
Or just regular Trulies.
Have you had the regular Trulies?
Yeah.
Do you like them?
Yeah.
They have sugar in them too, though.
Yeah, but guaranteed it's not...
Looking at it? I'm looking at it now, folks. For the folks at home who can't see you.
Wow.
Says it has 1 gram of sugar in it.
Yeah.
That's a lot of sugar. Right? I think it's a lot.
For how small the can is, yeah.
How small the can is. How small the planet. You're very wise. You know, Jeff, you say, like, deep poetic things sometimes, and you don't even know it. You're just...
Dude, I'm just talking, man.
You're the voice of a generation, Jeff.
Am I?
You're about to lead the people.
No.
You're going to be huge.
Nope.
People will be you're going to be like, what would you like for lunch?
I'm not leading nobody.
People are going to ask you that question. They're going to be like, what would you like to eat? And you're going to say, a turkey sandwich with Swiss cheese.
Nope.
And mayonnaise.
Nope.
And lettuce, tomato, and pickle.
No.
No?
Nope.
What are you ordering? What's the dream sandwich?
Turkey and bacon with lettuce, tomato, banana peppers, American cheese.
I was with you until you mayo, said banana peppers.
Mayo. I've got some banana peppers grown right now, and they are looking beautiful.
Okay. But when you see the banana peppers from the garden, I can't see on a delicious sandwich with bacon of a superior quality. You must deal in low quality bacon if this is the combination that you're talking about.
No, you're not. No, you heard me.
You're not making
any sense, though.
No, it sounds like you need to do that in order to mask the flavor of your bacon, because the bacon is not flavorful.
No, I love turkey bacon, and I love banana peppers, and I love the mixture. I love the blend of all those flavors.
I don't believe you. I feel like you're making up something about this.
Why would I make that up?
I don't know.
I like turkey and bacon grinders.
Okay.
With banana peppers.
I was with you until you said banana peppers, I'm telling you. Maybe I'm a little weird, though. You know what happens to me?
Just don't like banana peppers, okay.
This is what happens to me. I walk up, right, to the Subway sandwich kiosk, and I say to the lady with the pretty red hair, I say, hey, could I have a meatball sub? And can you spray a little bit of that that sauce there? What is that sauce? What kind of sauces they got up at that Subway? What kind of sauces they got?
I don't know. I haven't been to Subway
in a while. It worked
pretty
good. It worked pretty good. I don't know. I get the Chipotle sauce. I believe it is.
Oh, yeah.
It's like
I usually get the Chipotle.
Yeah.
Moe's. I'll get turkey, ham, and bacon.
You had Moe's recently, didn't you?
Yes.
Yes.
I liked it.
You know, somebody I used to rap with is the one who helped get Moe's as a restaurant chain off of the ground. Like, he was at one of the first locations in Connecticut. Right, like, on. He made a ton of money, too. He tried to get me to work with him, you know? But he was, like, one of those early employees, so, you know, you get benefits when that happens for a business that's growing, because you're an integral part of that.
Yeah.
You're in on the ground floor.
Yeah.
You know? That was him. He was, like, one of the first, like, manager supervisors or whatever for the West Hartford one, which is, like, the best one in Connecticut. And then he managed and brought up the one in Waterford, you know. What'd you have it in Waterford? Is that where you went?
For what?
For Moe's.
Oh, no. But, yeah, it was Waterford.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So you're in one of his restaurants, basically.
Oh.
Like, he this dude that I know, he wrote the blueprint on how they handle their food and stuff and, like, what their ingredients are and where they get them from and all that stuff, you know? They get good ingredients.
I mean,
it's actually kind of healthy food for you. It's not, like, bullshit food.
That's kind of what I thought, and it tastes delicious.
Yeah, because it's good for you.
And it's basically, like,
it's wholesome food, dude.
Subway.
They charge a premium for themselves.
Like, the mechanics of how it works is, like, Subway.
Yeah.
You know, you go down the line, like, I want this, I want this, I want this, I want this.
The only thing that makes Subway not really that healthy is the bread is bullshit. Like, that, those breads that they make,
yeah,
they're all it's all bullshit sugar-based.
Yeah, it's all
You're trash. Eating sugar floam is what that is. And when I found that, I was like, oh, fuck. That means I've never had healthy Subway ever because I always eat that shit. You could get a wrap, and I guess it cuts down the calories. Welcome to the Old Man Show, where we talk about calories of a delicious Subway sandwiches.
I don't give a fuck about calories.
I remember when the sandwiches were $5 for the footlong. You'd pay your $5, you'd get yourself a fucking footlong. That's how it was back then. And we were better off. We were better off when we paid $5 for the fucking footlong. Do you hear me? We had Jared, and then we had the $5 sandwich. And we all thought that we would lose weight by eating them. We did. Let me tell you, we did not. Ass. That's what we need. A soundboard for, like, ass. 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 You know. I just want to go ham and Swiss cheese turkey. Banana mutton. Dude, they let Bill Cosby out of jail.
Yeah.
How funny would it be if the power of this podcast, we never get any success. We never get, like, money or anything.
Oh, but reach out to Bill Cosby. Let's get Bill Cosby on,
everybody,
dude.
That we talk to, if or talk about on the show, gets absolved of whatever they're in jail for. Like, what if that's what our show does? Because we were joking heavy about Bill Cosby, and the next thing I know, he's just out of jail.
Let's get him on the show, bro.
I don't think we can get that.
We can try.
And yeah.
Oh, we'll fail.
We'll fail.
We'll probably fail a few times. Dude,
failing is fun.
Who knows?
Yeah.
That's how you learn. It's a learning process.
Bill Cosby, we knew you were innocent the entire time. We have made our personal judgments about you, and we know that you are still America's dad. We remember our time eating pudding, pops. We remember the Kodak film. We remember the Ghost Dad movie you made with the dying and being the dad and the clouds in the sky. We remember you on your show, The Cosby Show.
Yo, that one stand-up special you had was pretty fucking good.
Yeah. Are you really eating on the podcast? Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm going to mute you down while you chew your food. Oh, Jimmy. Oh, Jimmy. Oh, man. We got to knock it out of the park. What do we reminisce about? Smoking in the bathroom in high school. Let's do it. I got away with it a few times. You ever get away with it?
Only in, like...
freshman year, right?
Freshman and sophomore year.
Yeah. They chain the doors open junior and senior year. We used to get away with it all the time. And then they took it away from us. Are you smoking in there? Don't be smoking cigarettes in there.
But I remember once we got to like junior, senior year, like it wasn't even possible.
No. No, things were changing when we were going through.
That's when they started cracking down like hard.
But it was crazy because for years, every kid who went through high school, like, oh yeah, smoking in the bathroom. I remember being like, oh, the bad kids smoke in the bathroom, you know, but I'm going to get away with it too. And I pulled it off once successfully. But
nice.
Yeah. Yeah, nice. High five. Nice. I remember that's how I met Jerry. Jerry P, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
I knew who he was because I knew Joyce.
Love that guy.
Yeah, and then he was in the bathroom. He was smoking a cool cigarette, and he was mad nervous he was going to get caught. He was like, hey, can I smoke a cigarette with you? And he, like, passed me a cool cigarette, and I was like, yeah, cool, you know? I remember thinking...
Oh, menthol.
Yeah, I know. Menthol. Reminiscing over smoking a menthol cigarette with another child in a bathroom when I was...
In a high school bathroom.
In a high school bathroom. We were children, bro. We were living fucking wild.
We were.
What the fuck?
We had a lot of fun, and I regret none of it.
I took my mom's car out. I took it when I was 15. I used to just take my mom's car and drive places. I went to Walmart and bought myself PlayStation when I was 15. I just took the car and bought PlayStation. Went, bought Tony Hawk's Pro Skater and a PlayStation and took it back to my house. My mom was like, how did you get that? I was like, oh, you know, I bought it. That's where the conversation stopped. And I was like, how did you get that? You know, she didn't. She was like, oh, don't, you know, when I went out with friends and got it, you know. Totally lied about it, but I just took the fucking car. Hopped in my mom's car and left with it.
Hey, man.
Today, I cringe.
Stealth mission.
Dude, my kids are not far off from that age. And I'm like, I'm raising them so much. I mean, my mom didn't do a bad job raising me. She just didn't understand that we were in a wild town. You know?
Yeah.
The town was wild, dude. Constantly wild. Yes. Crashing cars while girls were getting topless in the back seat wild, you know?
Yeah.
Like, we went from middle school.
Kegs exploding, fucking.
Donuts in the middle school, like, you know, fucking.
My windshield getting smashed in.
Yeah.
And then all of Ledgerd coming to have my back. In that person's front yard.
Yeah.
That was crazy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, why did that kid break your windshield? Like, what started the whole conundrum? He was just being a penis and was like, I'm going to pick on this dude, and that's really what the gist of it was? Because everybody went to war.
All right, well, this kid I used to know was going to sell an ounce of...
The dank?
No.
Oh,
High Times bud, like fate, like
like CBD bud.
Not even CBD bud. This is before CBD was even a thing.
Something that looked like dirt weed, but
it's just fake.
It was a brick of
it was fake
dog shit that I rolled and yeah,
fake weed.
Oregano basically. Fart. I farted in an oregano bag and sold it to you.
So.
Smells like good shit.
Like an idiot, I drive there for him to do it. And then, like, all a bunch of people, like, jump out of the woods. I'm like, what the fuck?
Oh, like, I didn't know you got jumped.
No, we were still in the car. But, like, this one kid had, like, a big steel pipe and fucking smashed my windshield. I was like, what the fuck? So, sped.
Jesus.
I sped off.
Yeah.
And parked at C's house.
Okay, a person's house, your friend.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then Zach calls, like, everyone we know.
Yeah.
And they all come together.
Right. It's just crazy that we clashed with those crews, our whole shit. But our town actually did come together for you.
Yeah.
It was fucking crazy.
Yeah.
Like, we had been at war with each other for literally 15 years, basically. Because even after high school, we were still partying and stuff when high school years were done. And I was bumping into, like, you know, the rager people.
Yeah.
We had a solid 15 years of just crazy party adventures.
Yeah.
That we should turn into a fucking movie. But how do you turn it into a 3-hour ordeal with how crazy it was?
It's going to be a mini series.
Yeah. Like Breaking Bad.
A long mini series.
Yeah, it's just crazy because when back then, the weed intake was like multiple felonious amounts of. Like, this is a felony. I remember, yeah, you know, shouldn't have been, but, you know, I remember once running through the woods from a cop with trees in my pocket and being like, ah, I just spent $50. I'm not losing this and I'm going to jail. Like, I thought he was coming for me, but he ended up staying with everybody else. You were there. Remember Fox Run, that neighborhood?
Yes.
Yeah.
Fox Run Apartments.
Yeah.
In the Highlands.
Yep. Police visited us there, because we were the skateboard kids at the Creamery, and we just were like around.
Oh yeah, that was the skate spot back in the day.
Yep. So we were near the skate spot, but we were like cutting through there, and the police wanted to speak with us, and I just remember the panic like coming over me and just dipping through the woods. He was like, you, get over here. And I just went pew, through the woods. But when everybody saw me do that.
That was the easiest place to escape into the woods, too. Because we knew all the trails back there.
Yeah, I was so paranoid. And then I walked around the other side and watched everybody until the cop got in the car and left. And then after the cop left, I walked back and was like, what did he want? He was like, he just wanted to talk to you. But I had all those trees on me. I didn't want to talk to him. You know what I mean?
Yeah, of course not.
Very sketchy, because there was a lot at stake back then, bro. He didn't get a good look at my face or anything either. I never saw that cop again. That's the only ledgered cop I never saw again, too, is that one. Oh, the times, they are a-changing. I feel like I'm getting old, you know? In a good way. I'm aging into myself in a good way. I'm accepting my mortality. I'm going to explode like a rocket. Like a bottle rocket. You know what I'm talking about? Pew!
Yeah, man. 4th of July, yeah. Bro.
It's going to be good. Things are going to be excellent.
Yeah, we should, can we end the show with a song?
I mean, we got like 6 minutes left. We could do that, but what song do you want to play? I want to be able to monetize this
4th of July by the Disco Biscuits. It's released on YouTube, so it's free for everyone to listen to, so it shouldn't be a problem.
I can link it in the notes. Because I don't want to get demonetized.
Is that what happens?
Yeah.
Even though it's...
Yeah, the earlier episodes...
Even though it's released to the entire fucking world...
Yes.
On YouTube.
Yep. I don't want to get demonetized.
Oh.
Yeah.
All right.
Getting demonetized is not good. I want the small rewards that we are earned. In the earlier episodes where we were like playing KRS-One and stuff, I make them money. You know what I mean? But I wanna save a little something after investing in the equipment and shit. I do wanna like try to start like earning shit for the show.
Right.
You know? It'd be cool if we could get the radio station in Ledger to play our stuff. Even though I just kind of shit on the town. I hope that fucking stupid town plays my like replay podcasts or something. Those fucking idiots of Ledger, Connecticut. I'm just kidding. I'm kidding, Ledger, Connecticut.
I mean, Ledger's pretty chill.
You know I love you. I know. I'm just joking around.
For the most part.
Yeah. No, that's fine.
Pretty chill.
You know that one cop? The one dickhead cop that we had in Ledger. Everybody knows who it is. Name begins with a G. I don't want to invoke the spirit.
I know.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Another kid that we went to Ledger with, his parents bought the house that dickhead cop grew up in. And I guess there was like a piece of furniture, like a shelf or something, in some room in this house. And they took it down. And that cop had wrote his name like 7,000 times, like on the wall underneath this thing.
What?
It just is his name over and over again, like blah, 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 blah. I was like, that totally makes sense. Like, the guy
carved into wood?
No, into like cement or something. Like, I don't know how he told me about it. I didn't actually ever see it, but I totally believed him as soon as I heard it. I was like, yeah, that's nuts. Yeah, he wrote his name all over everything in the basement, like the walls and shit. You know, pretty sure it was a cement wall, but they like moved something to find it. It's what I remember him telling me. Like, I don't remember, you know, I think it was like a shelf that was left behind, maybe. You know, a stack wood in front of something.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
I don't know. I wasn't that tight with a kid, but when he told me that, it made sense because that was the dickhead cop that pulled up on Schitt's Crew in the middle of like July when it was like a heat wave and searched their pockets. And when he pulled up, he left the car running so that there was heat coming off of the hood, and he made them put their hands on the hood. During it, like, it was just fucked up. You know what I mean? He was a dick. So the guy, Colin was like burning his hands on the fucking car. You know what I mean? It just stays hot. Gets fucking hot there.
Yeah,
it's a mess.
I never heard that story.
Well,
first time I'm hearing about it.
It was a long time ago. Mike T was there. Big T. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
It was all in that parking lot in front of those yellow rails at the Highland Market.
Oh, the yellow rails.
Ah, the yellow rails of the Highland Market. I remember when they put those shits in. I was excited. They had to know that we were skateboarder kids, though. They put in a skate park. They essentially put a fucking skate park in the parking lot.
Yeah, that's great.
Please don't do that anymore. I remember like Colin's grandparents coming out of the liquor store being like, please don't do that anymore, you know?
She was probably like at least 2 feet tall, though. So like it wasn't easy to do anything on those rails.
Yeah. I got hurt trying once.
Oh, we all did.
Yeah. It was fun. It's fun getting hurt when you're young.
Oh, yeah, because
you just go, I'll heal.
You just shake it off.
You're like, I can bounce back from anything. I'm so young. I am starting to get old man fragility, and I'm only 37. I wake up like, I gotta like really fight to keep my body from falling apart. It's like it is getting shitty, you know.
Just imagine like
20 years from now.
You're on your skateboard.
Yeah. He's grabbing the skateboard, ladies and gentlemen.
You're on your skateboard.
Mm-hmm.
you go and try and board slide a handrail.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you fall off and you smash on the ground.
I thought you were going to say you smash your tiny little nuts against the handrail. Oh, my tiny balls. They bounce off a handrail. You racist. Yeah.
Yeah, well,
okay, that's so you break your tiny little Asian nuts. On the handrail. It's hurt.
Not good, bro.
So you're broken on the ground. I've had the broken on the ground moments of skateboarding. Like, I just busted my ass so hard that I'm in pain and there's blood. Those bloody moments. I remember you trying to acid drop into a half pipe and biting it really hard. You're like, I got this. You did not have it. You like basically,
do you remember where?
I think at Tim's house.
He did have a big...
He had a half pipe.
Half pipe.
He had a nice one.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was dope.
Nice and wide.
Mm-hmm.
So you can, like...
It had a good drop. Yeah, it was really good.
It wasn't too steep, you know? It was, yeah, like, really chill. Like, I like that. I like that half pipe a lot.
Yeah, do you remember Zach, the other Zach that lived next door to Tim? He's like an older kid.
The little mini ramp.
That mini ramp was sick.
The one that went around the tree.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That shit was sick.
That was cool.
I could do some cool shit on that. I remember I started getting good at that, and then his mom got mad because she saw me like bite it really hard. She wouldn't let us skate it anymore.
That was the coolest fucking thing, though, how they built it around a tree.
Yeah, that was fucking cool.
That was
fucking dope.
And I'm sure a lot of people got fucking wrecked into that
tree. Yeah, I remember flying into the tree, yeah. I miss skateboarding, but to get back into it, I know that I'd push my limit and really just hurt myself now. Like, my body is just not... I don't want to get hurt anymore. I had my fun.
You don't have the ups anymore.
No, well, I actually kind of do. I got some pop. You'd be surprised at my pop.
I lost a lot of my ups.
I catch my kickflips really high. A lot higher than I thought I would be able to. But I can't really ollie anymore. It's fucking weird. I can kickflip fine. But that I think that used to be because I used to kickflip everything. That was my thing. I'm going to kickflip here. I kickflip there. I kickflip there. I kick, you know, just endless line. I used to go through the park like kickflip, kickflip, kickflip. Kickflip. And then I remember this kid making fun of me and being like, I wonder how many can you do? I'm like, I don't know why I'm just so addicted to doing kickflips. It's the only thing that I could do consistently, endlessly. I used to do 180s like that too. 180, 180 back, 180, and then like switch 180 back, like back and forth. Like, you know what I mean? I don't know. It's just how I used to skate. I was a weirdo.
Hey.
I try to do it off of stuff.
Everybody's got their own style, man.
I'm going to do a 180 again off of this now. I'm going to do a 180 like this way. Over and over again, just the same simple tricks. Pop shove it. I'd be like, I'm pop shove it boy. Pop shove it. You know, just endless pop shove it's over stuff. Varial kickflip. Learn that. Do that for a while. Get bored of that. You know? It would like come in phases. I'd be really into doing heel flips for a while. Let me heel flip this. Let me heel flip that.
Yeah.
I remember.
Weird thing is, I learned heel flips before I learned kick flips.
Me too. And then really? when And then the weird thing that happened is when I got my kick flip down, I lost my heel flips. I remember I'm like, I can't do that trick anymore. You know?
Got too obsessed with the kickflip.
Yeah.
And you lost your heel flip.
Yeah.
That's what happened.
Yep. But the kickflip got real consistent. I used to be able to frontside flip on a bank really well. I could almost transition with it. I remember I was like, I can't believe I'm getting into transitions. And that's when I was like, I don't know. I kind of fell off with skateboarding when I went to college. Like, I really focused on, like, doing schoolwork and shit for a while. Like, but in high school, it's all I did was skate. I wasn't a bad skateboarder. You were fucking nasty. I got to give you your due on some shit. Big flips. You had. I remember you had big flips consistently.
Fakey big flips.
Fakey big flips. Yeah.
It's still there.
Yeah.
Pretty hard.
Right. And you could do a lot of shit switch. I couldn't do anything switch. You'd be like, let's do a switch kickflip. Like, you were just good with switch shit. That's where the talent is, I think. Yeah, you can do tricks, cool, but you can do it switch. It's not hard for you to do it, you know. I can't even write with my other hand. You know what I mean? Right. It's right. Like, if you were like, hey, write your name with your left hand, I'd just be like, the bat. It would just look like shit. It would come out. Like, it's like,
look at 2 years.
What does this say? Boom, ba, da, boop. Chianti, poo, wah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we broke the hour, and I'm kind of running out of juice because we did 2 of these in a row.
Yeah.
So, what, do you want to release both of them on the same day? Nah, we should spread them out.
Spread them out.
We'll release 2 this week, though.
Sure.
Yeah. We'll get a guest. I missed this dude by, like, minutes, and I guess he couldn't get back to me. That's why we have no guest, but we'll get one.
No biggie.
There are plenty of fish in the sea as far as guests go. All right. Till next time, everybody.